living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So you're taking hormone therapy, you're feeling really good, and they stop working. We're going to talk about that and a bunch of other stuff with my guest, and I'm so excited. She's Suzanne Summers. She's, you know, come on, America's probably most popular personality. Oprah dubbed her a health pioneer, and Suzanne, the Wall Street Journal said that you write with the passion of a prophet. I love that. She, author of 24 books. I think every... Yeah, isn't that really nice? I think all your books have pretty much made the New York Times bestseller list. And, of course, your latest one, I'm Too Young for This, The Natural Hormone Solution to Enjoy Menopause, became an instant New York Times bestseller. So, Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on. Welcome to Healthy Talk.
My pleasure, and thank you to all the listeners and all the people who keep those books alive. The constituency keeps growing, not only in this country, but around the globe,
sure.
And it's such a privilege. So, nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you. And Suzanne, your books are easy to read. They have a lot of hardcore science, yet presented in an everyday language, and that's gold. So, oh, by the way, I was watching, I have to tell you this, I was laughing so hard. I was watching an episode of yours on Health Talk, Fox's with Dr. Manny.
Uh-huh.
And you were introduced, he wasn't there, it was another host, and you were introduced, and the first thing, I'm not kidding you, Suzanne, the first thing you said, very excited, is, I'm not bloated. I died laughing.
Because you know,
do you remember doing that?
Right. Well, I think that's one. You know, probably one of the most asked questions I get from readers and from people I run to is, "What's wrong with my stomach?" Everybody's got some kind of stomach issue, and I just finished my 26th book, which will come out next year, on that topic of why everyone's stomach is so toxic. In essence,
yeah.
and what that does to your entire system. It's really, we're under the greatest environmental assault in the history of humanity, and you have to manage your health in a completely different way than our grandparents and parents did. It's
right.
A different planet.
Well, I'm glad you're not bloated. So I'm gonna go right to the question.
Okay.
This is a question I got from one of my listeners. So I'm going to go right into this.
Okay.
I'm going to read it verbatim here. I've been on bioidentical hormones for 2.5 years. They've been a miracle for me. But recently I've noticed some of my old symptoms coming back. She doesn't list the symptoms. What's going on? And then she says, help, with an exclamation point. This is Karen from Miami. Okay, so we've talked about hormones a lot, right? So What do you think's going on here? And is this something that you see a lot with women specifically taking hormones? Did they just stop working?
I actually understand the new phenomena. I'm hearing this from women all the time, to what's happening. And it goes back to what we were just talking about in toxicity. If you're using toxic skincare, if you're cleaning your house with toxic household cleaners, if you're in an area where your water is fluoridated, if you don't have reverse osmosis filters on your faucets to protect you from that fluoride, which you have to change every 3 months because the fluoride is so strong, it eats through the filter every 3 months. Just imagine what that's doing to your body.
Right.
This is this massive toxic assault we're all under. So you and I have talked about the liver. The liver really doesn't get the respect that it should. It's the clearinghouse. But what's happened with all the toxicity, that people are hitting a tipping point. It's like you fill a glass of water to the very top, and then that next drop is what makes it overflow. So with women who have toxic livers, and they may not realize it, and if you go to your regular kind of doctor, they're not going to understand what is happening, with all due respect. The liver can't hold another thing, that glass of water, can't hold another drop. So the hormones come in, the liver says, I can't, I have no more room. It spits those hormones back out into the bloodstream. And so what essentially happens to the person, man or woman, and I've heard this from men too, is they get a hormone overdose. And that's why the symptoms are coming back, hot flashes, weight gain, moodiness, itchiness, bloating, etc. And so it's now, there's a two-step prong to hormone replacement. You got to first clean out your liver. And that takes some patience. That's for our infrared saunas. That's colonics. One of the best way to clean out your liver is go for some regular colonics. And certain doctors that I, especially in this new book I interviewed, said when you're that massively toxic, that 3 colonics the first week, 2 the next week, and then once a week until you start feeling better. Coffee
enemas.
Well,
that's a lot.
That's a lot, but if your liver is that toxic that it's spitting your hormones back out and they're not working anymore and you're getting overdosed and you're getting symptomatic, then it's worth it to do that. If you can't afford colonics, then you can afford coffee enemas, which is Dr. Nick Gonzalez, the famed oncologist, is a huge proponent of. And I asked him one time, well, can we drink coffee? He said, it doesn't work that way. He said, a coffee enema essentially goes up there, and just to give you a visual, kind of like tickles the liver to like release. If you had like a bag of water and you squeeze the bottom to release the toxins out. And he recommends to clear the body and clear the liver to do 2 every day back to back, holding them 10 minutes each for a couple of weeks to just clean out.
Clean all
another
that
thing,
out. Yeah.
Another thing people can do is powdered ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, and you can get that from a myriad of places. Life Extension.
Those are simple. There's a simple way.
There's a simple one
to help detoxify.
So,
yeah.
Powdered.
Well, let me ask you this.
Let me just finish the cocktail. Powdered ascorbic acid in a little water and 3 capsules of our lipoic acid, because that is an incredible detoxifier, and that will make you. A lot of people might really almost, have to go to the bathroom a lot, but that's a good thing. You're just trying to imagine your house. All the pipes are clogged and rusty. The faucets aren't working right. What do? You call in a plumber, and he cleans out all the pipes, gets all the junk out of it. And that's what you got to do. You got to de-junk your body so your body can handle hormone replacement again.
So to help Karen from Miami, the issue isn't necessarily the hormone, which I think that's what people think, right? Oh,
right.
The hormones just don't work anymore. There's something wrong.
Right.
And so they play around different formulations. They go to different doctors. It must be maybe I need more testosterone. They do all kinds of stuff. And the next thing, they're creating more imbalances when really they need to just stop. Do you recommend when you have to go through this, should Karen stop the hormones for a while, clean things out, and then get back on a regimen again? Or do you do a lot of these cleanses just, as you're taking your hormone therapy?
I mean, I never give advice, but if it were me, I would try to continue with my hormones. But if the symptoms are too uncomfortable, I would then go on a serious, aggressive detox to get your body cleaned out. It will help you in a myriad of ways. The reason everybody's bloated, from the research that I've done, is, again, the liver can't handle the toxic assault. It's spit it out now into the portal vein, and the processed food and the trans fats and all the junk that people are eating then end up in the GI tract. And that's when they're not eating enough healthy dietary fats and taking in a lot of chemical products in processed food. Those pathogens eat through the barrier wall of the GI tract and then leak out into the bloodstream, and now you've got these bad guys running around and ending up in the brain. And there is an epidemic of brain disorders now, of attention deficit, ADD, ADHD,
well, OCD. Let's definitely, in the next segment, let's get into that, because I know this is something we've also talked about, all the toxic chemicals in the environment. So when we come back, let's continue this discussion with Suzanne Summers. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.